fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Hurry, big fellow! I'm Silver! Away!
Dan Reed was to meet Tonto in the Totem City Hotel. While waiting for his Indian friend, he sat in the lobby, talking to one of the strangest characters he'd ever known. The fellow was very small, barely 5 feet tall, and talked with the same nervous energy that characterized his every movement. He called himself Mainspring Charlie.
Name comes from the profession. Jewelry is the trade, mainly clocks. That's my specialty, son. Clocks. Every man should have a specialty, I always say. Mine is clocks. Mainly loud ones.
Well, do you sell them or repair them, Mr. Charlie?
Just call me Mainspring. That's what everyone calls me. Known from here to the border.
You mean the Mexican border?
I mean all of them. Choose your border, and I'm known to there. Mexico, Canada, Atlantic, Pacific. Cover lots of ground, I do. But the past years, I've been specializing.
Oh, you have?
Shaw? Oh, no, you don't use them. Yes, I specialize, mainly the Indian country. Every man should specialize, I always say. Now, take me. I roamed far and wide and never made any money. Then I got to specializing, selling clocks to redskins.
Do they buy clocks?
Like hotcakes, yes, sir. But I'm getting rich off them.
I never knew that.
Of course, the time don't mean nothing. They don't care, that's all they care. They think a good loud clock that whams out the hours is good medicine.
I see.
Now, where I get rich is in the service of the clocks. You see, the best of them runs only about a week or so. Then I've got to fix it so it'll run again. And the Redskins pay me a steady income for keeping the clocks running.
What happens to them? Do they break down?
Nope, run down. I never show the critters how to wind them up. You see, I specialize and I'm getting rich at it. Excuse me. Missed. I'm what you might call a professional clock winder. That's why I'm called Mainspring.
8 o'clock.
Oh, now there's a clock I want. That old grandpappy. I could get a steep price for that one. Old Sitting Bear would sure like it. Hey, Stearns!
Heard of you, Mainspring.
Come over here a minute, will you? That's Jim Stearns. He owns this hotel.
The answer's the same, Mainspring. That clock ain't for sale.
Now, see here. You're broke and getting broker. You need cash and need it bad. Now, why not let me have that big
clock?
Who
says I need cash?
I do.
Well, I'll need it worse before I'll sell that clock. Is that all you come to town for?
No. I'm here to meet Professor Broderick.
Broderick, huh?
Well, what about it? You don't act like it was a thing to do.
Careful, Mainspring.
Careful? Careful of what?
Professor Broderick's playing with trouble.
He's been digging for Indian relics in an old burying ground.
Yes, and he doesn't seem to know the dangers.
Shucks, there ain't none.
No? Well, there's just so many dangers that I've got to ask him to get his relics out of this hotel. Now, don't say I didn't warn you.
Golly. I don't like you.
Ornery, worried, old busted dogwheel. Danger is my eye. Where Broderick is digging, the tribe's been dead 1,000 years. That's why he's found stuff that's worth a fortune.
Mainspring. Oh, it's good to see you.
Well, Betty Broderick. Well, you've grown to a beautiful woman.
Oh, how are you?
Fine. Where's your dad? I come to meet him.
He said you were coming. He's anxious to have your opinion of some ancient pottery and early metal he's uncovered.
Well, she'll be glad to see it. Oh, Dan, this is Betty Broderick, professor's daughter. Dan Reed, Betty.
How do you do? Are you here in town with Mainspring Charlie?
No, I came to the hotel to wait for a friend of mine.
We just met here in the lobby and started talking, Betty.
Oh, I see.
I guess I didn't tell you, Dan. I made a special study of Indian relics.
You did?
Oh, yes. Mainly pottery and metal things.
Dad always said you should have made a career of archaeology, Mainspring. You have a special knack for it.
Yep. I always say a man should specialize. Well, where is the professor?
Upstairs in his room. He's arranging the things he found. He told me to meet you and say he'd be right down.
Fine. He's really found something, eh?
Oh, I think so, and so does he. We looked up the references, and it seems that a couple of the things he's found are worth a fortune.
Doggone, I'm glad to hear it. Mighty glad.
Fire!
Did you hear that?
What'd he say?
Fire.
Get out of here. The hotel's on fire.
I see smoke coming down the stairs.
Who's up above?
Get out of here. Clear out. Save yourselves. Place is on fire.
Dad's upstairs.
Come on, out with you.
No. No, let me go up there.
Oh, get out of here. Clear out. Fire. Inferno. Death trap.
Let me go. My father's upstairs.
Where, Dan Reed? Where, young fellow who
up
was
there?
Here?
He went up the stairs. He's a fool.
Save my father. Let me go to
we
him.
We can't save the places. It's going like tinder. Who's up above? Save yourselves. Get out while you can. Stairs are in flames.
Easy, Dan. Went up them stairs. They're ablaze already.
Nico, get him.
Will you let me go, Stearns? Someone get upstairs. Someone save my father.
If you won't leave, I'll carry you out.
No. No, let me go.
Broderick. Broderick. Are you asleep? Broderick. I locked this door.
Pam, you get out of here.
Tonto.
Get out quick. Chair already burned.
There's a man in here, Tonto. I looked in the other rooms. This door's locked.
You get out. Tonto, smash doors.
I'll help.
No time to talk.
Hit it. Hit it again.
Tonto, do it.
Tonto, look.
Back, Dan, back. Flame like furnace.
It's worse in there. Worse than anywhere else.
Back this way.
We can't go in.
No use go in. No one live in there.
Fire the stairs.
Look. Here, window. Stand back now. Here, Dan, go out window.
But Tonto, Professor Broderick.
We can't help him. We go out now or we die too.
They're cooling the embers now.
Mainspring. Oh, he was the best dad.
And the best friend, Miss Betty. I could bust out crying myself.
How soon can they look? Look through the embers.
Well, they'll have them cooled off in a little while, Betty.
Oh, you. Stearns, if you hadn't held me back,
Betty,
I would.
Please don't speak that way. Remember, I was on the second floor when the fire started. Nothing could be done.
You came down and left Ed there.
There were fires everywhere. I tried the door and it was locked. I called it. Then I had to get out.
There couldn't have been fires everywhere. They don't start that way.
They do, Betty, when they're started the way this one was.
What do you mean?
I told you, Mainspring, that it was dangerous to tamper with the burial grounds of those Indians.
Hogwash. That's my opinion. Hogwash.
That fire was caused by Indians. I know.
But
I saw an Indian come in just as the fire started. Well, the Indians will pay for this.
Now, hold on, Stearns. You start things with the Redskins, you'll have me again.
Oh, is that so, Mainspring? Well, maybe you served as an agent for the Indians. You've dealt with them. Maybe you did.
I did what?
Well, it's certainly worth investigating.
Meaning what?
Meaning you might have been paid by the Indians to start that fire.
Later that night, when Dan and Tonto joined the Lone Ranger in a small camp near town, Tonto had an interesting observation in connection with the fire.
When me break door down, plenty flame in room.
The room that was locked?
Isn't that right?
As soon as Tonto broke in the door, the flames leaped out at us.
Fire in plenty other place on second floor. Fire inside closed room.
And the fire must have been started in several places at once.
Isn't that right? And there are other strange things.
Well, what's that, Tonto?
No key in lock a door.
Are you sure of that?
Huh? Me sure. Door fall to one side. No key on either side of lock.
It's unlikely that Professor Broderick would lock the door and remove the key.
Not right.
The fires don't start in several places at once, by accident.
Mr. Stearns might have known what he was talking about.
What's that, Dan? Who's Mr. Stearns?
Oh, he owned the hotel.
Oh?
I was sitting in the lobby waiting for Tonto. He had to show me where our camp was, you know.
I know, Dan. Go on.
Well, while I was there, I got talking to a man called Mainspring Charlie.
Mainspring?
Do you know him?
Yes. He's a very good friend of the Indians.
Yes. He told me how he sells them clocks, then charges them to keep the clocks wound up.
The Indians all like Mainspring.
They do?
What about him?
Well, Mr. Stearns came over and told him he'd better be careful if he had anything to do with Professor Broderick, because the Indians would resent the fact that the professor had dug relics out of the old burial grounds.
Oh, that's not true, Dan.
But Tonto...
Indian round here now, not care what happened to early Indian burial ground. Them different tribe.
But hold on, Tonto. If Stearns thinks that, he's likely to spread the story.
That right?
And if he does, there'll be trouble.
Plenty trouble.
Come on, get your horses saddled up.
Are we riding tonight?
Right away. Here, Silver.
Here, Scout.
Come on, Victor. Steady there, boys.
First one with horse saddled, throw water on campfire, huh?
The townspeople think the Indians burned that hotel. They'll rise up against them.
Indian not burn it.
Yes, that's the point. Steady there, Silver. The Indians won't stand for an attack. They'll fight back. War will break out all over again. No one knows how far it will spread. There, Silver. You're ready.
Scout ready. Now me put water on fire.
Really ready, Dan?
Just one second. Just have to tighten this cinch. There. That does it. I'm ready.
Come on, steady, big fella. Come on, Silver.
Get on, Scout. Victor.
Though it was long after midnight, the town was wide awake. Heavily armed men gathered in small groups in the streets. Everyone was angry about the fire and the death of the professor. Stearns helped to inflame the citizens.
It ain't just my hotel. It's the priceless collection of ancient relics that the professor had. And most important of all, it's the life of the professor. Now someone is going to pay.
Yeah, you're right.
The Indians must pay. They must be made to pay 10 times over. There's just one law they understand. Gun law.